影入殓师拍摄的中规中矩。
There are no movies about the profession of a film editor.
讲述了一位音乐爱好者。
Tells the story of a music lover.
买了一把高价提琴。
Bought a high-priced violin.
非常昂贵的那种，工薪阶层需要贷款按揭才能买得起。天杀的。
The kind of expensive goods that require a high demand and low supply, which can only be bought with loans.
刚刚入手。
Just bought it.
这把琴还没等炫耀一下。
This guitar hasn't even had a chance to be showcased.
自己所在的乐队就宣布解散了。太坑人了。
It's really disappointing that my band announced its disbandment.
这就像短视频火爆的初期。
This is like the early days when short videos were popular.
有人贷款买下房车自驾游，天真的以为依靠到处瞎转悠、拍摄视频或者直播。
Some people borrowed money to buy a camper van and thought they could travel around freely, filming videos or live streaming.
很快就能把购买房车的钱赚回来。
You'll be able to recoup the cost of buying a recreational vehicle very soon.
没过多长时间。
Not long after.
公路旅行类部主播就烂大街了，翻修了一半。
The highway is in a state of disrepair with internal infrastructure and repairs still ongoing.
到处都是乱糟糟的房子砸在手里了。
There are messy houses scattered everywhere.
好在电影《入殓师》的男主角没有搞这些花里胡哨的东西。
Fortunately, the male protagonist in the movie The Last Rite didn't get involved with these fancy things.
而是老老实实地找了一份收尸人的工作。
Instead, he became a simple and honest corpse handler.
在这个超级小众的赛道上大放异彩。
Stand out in this niche field.
这里说的大放异彩。
Here, big show means to make a big splash or achieve great success.
并不是现场直播收尸或者拍摄短视频。
Not to mention the live broadcast of corpses or the shooting of short videos.
而是依靠整理仪容。
Instead, rely on grooming and appearance.
让死者体面离世来赚钱。
Make money by helping the deceased pass away with dignity.
工作相当辛苦。
The work is quite hard.
光是把美颜打开。
Just turning on the beautification feature.
就算开到十 G 美颜肯定也不成。
Even if you open it to 10G, it won't be effective.
你总不能让死者家属用录制的视频代替现场告别吧。
You can't let the deceased family members say goodbye with a recorded video instead of being there in person.
实打实的化妆技术是美颜。
Real makeup skills are beauty.
这类数字操作手段无法替代的。
These basic operations cannot be replaced by more advanced techniques.
有一天
One day,
男主接到消息
The male protagonist received the news.
自己的亲生父亲去世了。
My biological father passed away.
这家伙在自己年幼的时候
This guy was a kid when he
又抛弃了家庭，背叛道义
abandoning family, betraying morality,
从未尽过
never finished
当父亲的责任
when the father's responsibility
在同事的极力劝说下
under the persistent persuasion of my colleagues,
男主只好去参加父亲的葬礼。
The protagonist could only attend his father's funeral,
并且亲自给父亲整理仪容
and personally take care of his father's appearance.
父亲直到死手里还攥着东西
My father still held something in his hand until he died.
攥着一种非常抽象的父爱
A very abstract form of paternal love.
按理说这类代际矛盾的电影 到这儿就应该收山了。
Therefore, this kind of film, which is based on a class conflict, should have ended here.
直到韩国电视剧
Until Korean dramas.
我们的蓝调播出之后
After our blues.
通过二十集连续剧的形式才彻底把这路题材推向极致。
It was only through a 20-episode series that this genre could be truly pushed to its limits.
就跟请回答1988一样。
Similar to the show Lost in Translation,
连续剧的容量比电影大得多。
The capacity of a TV series is much larger than that of a movie.
几乎包含一切内容。
Almost everything.
当然
Of course,
有代际矛盾
There are generational conflicts.
儿子和母亲之间的矛盾
The conflict between a son and his mother.
经历了太多痛苦的母亲只有一个信念
A mother who has experienced too much pain has only one belief.
那就是活下去
That's how you survive.
只要勉强能吃饱
As long as I can barely make ends meet.
不饿死就好。
Just don't die of hunger.
韩国影视一直如此。
Korean movies and dramas have always been like this.
就像单打独斗。
Like a lone wolf.
无论是高仓健还是北野武。
Whether it's Hiroyuki Sanada or Norihiko Takagi.
肯定。
Okay, I'm in.
不过马东锡体量摆在那里。
However, Mar Domsyuk's presence is undeniable.
至于主播那就更不用想了。
As for the streamers, there is no need to even mention them.
连赵武扎都算不上活着。
It's not even alive, let alone Zhao Gate.
活着就老了。
To be alive is to be old.
咋就成了千人恨万人烦的剧透党了呢
How did he become a person that everyone hates?
太失败了。
It's a complete failure.